Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The NFL is on the ticket. This Monday night at 7 after the Hardline, Baker and the Bucks take on the Texans in Houston. Brought to you by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, LifeGenix Institute, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Come see The Ticket Takeover at the grand opening of Zaxby's Fort Worth on Tuesday, September 16th as The Invasion, The Sweet Spot, and The Hardline broadcast live off Chisholm Trail Parkway in Fort Worth. Doors open at 9 a.m. and the first 50 people get free Zaxby's for a year, limit one per household. Tickets and gift cards given out all day long, Zaxby's.com.
Thank you very much, DJ. We are live at the Do It for Durrett Foundation event fundraiser here at Texas Live. I look out there on the stage. I see Rhett Miller, our old buddy, sound checking. George Dunham and the Bird Dogs, or the Bird Dogs, as they like to be called, will be out here in just a little bit. They'll open the thing up at 7 o'clock as far as the music goes. And then Josh Weathers will do a set, and Rhett will do a set. And by the way, the old 97's just got the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Americana Awards. Roseanne Cash inducted him. It was really, really cool for those boys from Dallas, Texas, to get that award just 2 days ago, I think, or 3 days ago. So speaking of awards, Sunday night, sponsored by
American Leak Detection and Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
Sunday night is the Primetime Emmy Awards. Who is Sunday Night Football?
Atlanta at Minnesota. Heard exclusively on The Ticket.
The home of the NFL.
That's right.
That's kind of weird. Minnesota gets the initial Monday night and Sunday night game. Oh, not the initial. No, sorry. There was another week. I forgot about that. But back to back.
Well, this is all about Kirk Cousins' homecoming.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we also have the weird Monday night doubleheader.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
I don't like it.
Because they stagger them.
Yeah, I know.
Once it's like
6:15. I know. It's too much. So the Emmys take place, and last night, we'll play this audio here in a minute, but as far as television shows that we have watched, I think the one show that we have all watched is The Studio. Or maybe the two shows we have watched are The Studio and Severance as a collective. Those should be the big winners. The Studio should win Best Comedy Series. Severance should end up winning Best Drama Series. Seth Rogen, they say, will win for Best Comedic Actor, which I think will be great. Ham the Penguin looks like it's going to win for the Limited Series. And well-deserved. You finished The Penguin, didn't you?
I did.
Very good.
Yeah.
You did, too?
Yeah. So dark.
Yeah, very, very dark. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a fun night of television. You know who the host is?
No.
Nate Bargatze.
Oh!
Yes, one of our favorite comedians.
My man.
Did you see his tactic to limit acceptance speeches?
No.
He said that if any speeches go over, that he's going to take money away from his charitable donation.
That's a good bit. That's a good bit. So, yeah, can't wait for that. I love Nate. And last night, I don't know who sent this to me, but it was about a week ago. And it was an email that said, in preparation for the Emmys, you need to watch this. And I watched it, and I'm like, how have I never seen this before? So are you guys familiar with the actor Sean Astin?
Yeah, of course.
Sean was in The Goonies. Sean was
Rudy.
He's literally Rudy.
Yep. Sean was Rudy. Sean was in...
he was in The Shire.
Yes, definitely in The Shire, one of Lando's heroes. Was he in all
three? We were
three
neighbors.
Was he? Yeah, he was in all three.
He was one of Frodo's buddies, right?
Yeah, he was, for sure.
He was in American Classic Encino Man?
Indeed. So Sean Astin, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with his mother. His mother is Patty Duke Astin, or as she went by back in the day, Patty Duke. And Patty Duke had her own TV show in the 60s, I do believe. And And I think it was about, like, two sisters or two twins, and she played both parts, very crazy back in the day. And Patty Duke was a huge, huge actress.
Society was obsessed with that, by the way, twins.
I know, I know. And before she had Sean, she won an Emmy for Best, I believe, TV movie, Best Actress in a TV movie. And this was in the early 70s. And so as she's being introduced as the winner, she walks up on stage. They try to hand her the Emmy. And by the way, back in the day, an Emmy looked like the size of the PGA Championship trophy. It was this huge thing. It wasn't like it is today. She walks right past the guy who has her trophy and kind of stumbles up on stage and gets up to the podium and just kind of stares out there. And she gave one of the most random, weird speeches. We later found out, about 10 years later, that Patty Duke was suffering from really bad bipolar disorder. And I think at the time, her doctor, like all doctors back then, was like, just take a lot of Valium. Right?
That'll fix it.
It fixes everything. You'll be fine. So she wins this prestigious award. Matter of fact, the first time the Emmys ever gave out Best actor, actress in a TV movie. She wins, gets up to the stage, and here is her mess of a speech. Crank this up, Glenn.
Thank you. And you. And Damien is Evans. I know you're over there somewhere.
All right, pause it there. Can you even understand what she's saying?
Should she name a person?
I don't even know what is going on. And you can start this over, too, because when she goes, thank you. Hey. And then I don't know if she's naming people or what.
She name-checked Damon Wayans?
But no, this is in 1972. But they pan out to the audience.
To Nancy.
And the entire audience of Hollywood is staring at her. And it's like a Family Guy episode where they're just like, oh, no. Here we go.
Thank you. And you. And Damien is Evans. I know you're over there somewhere. You. Mom. Happy birthday.
Which is her mom, happy birthday.
I've also been taught not to, say thank you for too long. But the best words I've ever learned were hello. Enthusiasm. And thank you.
The best, wow. The best words she ever learned were hello, enthusiasm, and thank you.
After she said, I've been told not to say thank you, but the best three words are hello, enthusiasm, and thank you. And man, as she trundled off stage.
Wow.
How great is that? Thanks. How has that not been like part of our growing up pop culture? I'd never heard of that, seen that, anything until this week. So that, of course, launched me down into the Emmy rabbit hole, in which all sorts of crazy things happened that I was not aware of, including, and maybe the 70s were just perfect for all this, but in 1975, Lucille Ball is out to present Best Comedy TV Show.
Yeah.
All right? So she goes out there. Looking all Lucille Ball in 1975. And at the podium, she walks out and she sets her card down that she's supposed to, you know, present
right.
with the winner and all that. She sets it down. Then she realizes, oh my God, I don't have my glasses on. So she starts talking about not having her glasses. Then as she looks down, she realizes that everyone who has won an award or read an award, had set their card down on the same podium.
So she doesn't know which is which.
She has no idea which is which. Meanwhile, as she's fumbling for glasses, Here comes, the guy
with Soupy Sales.
Pretty close. The guy with the giant wiener from back in the day.
Mel Brooks? Milton Berle.
Milton Berle. He runs up when she starts.
A fun game show now.
When she starts asking for glasses, he runs up with two wine glasses because everybody's drunk or whatever. So here is just pure Emmy Lucille Ball chaos.
The winner is. You know, I haven't got my glasses. I picked up the wrong cards. They left all the cards here. I'm in trouble. I really am. Glasses.
And here comes Milton Berle with a wine glass.
What is a glass? Can you read it?
Oh, wait. I'll read it. Get up. Look through this.
I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm not kidding. Well, let me see this.
Stop it, will you?
I don't know which. Anyway, the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
That's some old school Hollywood greatness right there.
Old school Hollywood buffet right there.
Yeah.
Totally the old school.
How awesome is that? So Kirstie Alley won in like 1990 for Cheers for Best Actress. And Cheers was on top of the mountain at that point. And out, for some reason, out to present that award was Macaulay Culkin. And in 1990, Macaulay Culkin was like 8. I mean, it was right in the middle of Home Alone. And so he presents the award, and as Kirstie Alley gets up there to accept it, he is standing right next to her, okay? Like, he doesn't know where to go. It's an 8 or 10-year-old boy. So he stands right next to her, and listen to what Kirstie Alley says in front of a 10-year-old right here at the end of her speech.
And the Emmy goes to Kirstie Alley. Cheers.
And she's drunk, too.
I only thank God I didn't have to wait as long as 10. No, I mean it. I never was an ingenue because I just started too late. And who knows where this could lead if I'd had to wait. How many more years? 5? Some. But I do want to thank Jimmy and Glenn and Lass and the wonderful writers. I'm usually not sincere. This is a big moment. And the actors I get to work with, and my best friend, Raya, and the crew, and, you know, everybody. And I wanted to thank my husband, and I didn't want to thank him, like, you know, I really love him and everything. So I'd like to thank my husband, Parker, the man who has given me the big one for the last 8 years.
So they panned a little Macaulay Culkin, who's 1 inch away from her, and he's just kind of staring at her.
I think I do remember that one. That's a pretty legendary moment.
For giving me the big one. They even panned to Parker Stevens and her husband. He was like, oh, geez, man, what are you doing?
Oh, man.
And then finally, my favorite Emmy funny moment was when Julia Louis-Dreyfus won for the political show.
Veep,
yes. And Tony Hale, who played her assistant.
Buster Bluth.
Yes, the great Buster Bluth, who played her assistant on the show, who was never more than like 2 inches away from her.
God, I need to rewatch Veep.
So they had a bit planned where he, as her assistant, if she won, she would start to walk out up on stage. She would turn and hand her purse to him. And he would walk up and shuffle up on stage and stand right next to her, as he did in the actual TV show. And then it went like this.
Thank you.
She's all nervous right behind you.
Thank you so much. This is so much good fortune. It's almost too much to bear. I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to make people laugh. It's a joyful way to make a living. I'd like to thank HBO, of course. I'd like to thank the creative genius behind our show, Armando Iannucci. I'd like to thank our producers, Tony Roach, Simon Blackwell, Chris Godsick, Frank Rich, Stephanie Lang. I'd like to thank our
family.
My family.
He leans in and says, "Your family."
Brad Hall and Henry Hall and Charlie Hall, my children are here this evening.
You love them so
and
much.
And I love them so much. And I'd also like to thank the cast. Matt Walsh, Sufi Bradshaw, Anna Klumsky, Reed Scott, Tim Imons.
Turn to him, never mentioned him.
Oh, and I almost forgot. Our wonderful crew in Baltimore. Thank you so, so much, and thank you to the Academy and to HBO. Thank you so much.
It was such a good bit. He was on with Rich Eisen after that, and he was like, that's the most nervous I've ever been in my life because I thought it was going to fail, but it worked out perfectly.
That's beautiful.
Such a good bit. So
it's like the rant producer bit.
It totally is. We perfected that first.
Yeah, yeah.